Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Thursday, June 30th. And I presume, as we are recording this, Mark, because you're here now, that at this point, when this episode drops, you will be away in the air. What will you be doing as we approach the Independence Day holiday?
Well, I will be in New York State, but I won't be in the city. I made a promise to myself last year, down where I live on the Lower East Side, it gets crazy around 4th of July. I told Amanda last year, I said, mark my words, as long as we're living down here where we are, I will never spend another 4th of July in New York City. So we're going upstate a little bit for the weekend.
Very nice. That's lovely. The good news is for anyone who's staying in a large metropolitan area, the nice thing is that you usually can get into any restaurant you want. That's the upside of sticking around. But I hear what you're saying. It can be a little bit much. Well, if you are worried about what to do with your next vacation, if you're trying to figure out whether or not you need to hold off on that big house purchase, if you're trying to consider different job offers, if there's just a lot going on in your financial life and you need some help, just a little guidance, why don't you go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Today, we are joined by Bill, who is on the line from Virginia. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Great. What's going on? What can we do for you?
Well, I've been listening to your podcast both for the last month and have, you know, absorbed a lot of the content, and I'm someone that has some anxiety around my own finances, and that really has stemmed from my parents really not educating me as a child, and I've had to learn things on my own. And so I just want to make sure my trajectory is in the right direction, things that I may be pivoting now that I'm in my mid-40s to ensure that I will be and my wife in the best financial shape possible.
That sounds good to me. And I know that you mentioned a wife. You said you're in your mid-40s. And before we got on the air, we talked about dogs. So tell us more about your family. So you said you have two labs. Is that right?
That is correct. So I have a 115-pound chocolate lab and a 100-pound yellow lab.
Oh,
and COVID-acquired guinea pig. And three children.
Oh, gosh. How old are your kids?
So I have I currently have a freshman in college who's getting ready to turn 19. I have an 8th grade 14-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son in 6th grade.
Okay. 14, 12, 6th grade. Okay. You said you're in your mid-40s. So how old are you, Bill?
So I'm 46. My wife is 45.
And, okay. And you guys both work out of the home, or are you one of you home more with the kids? What's the story?
So that's been interesting. So my I have been the kind of sole provider for the last, let's just say, 15 years. My wife was a formerly a teacher, stayed home with our children. It just made sense, and works part time now, but is actually re-entering the workforce as a subcontractor with some potential income increases this year.
Oh, cool. That's great. So when you say subcontractor in education, so will she just be like a temp or something, or will she have her own little LLC? Like, what do you think she's going to be doing?
So a totally pivot from she actually, we formed an LLC recently, and she is working in the recruiting space as a 1099.
Great. That's great. That's a huge business, obviously. How much do you think we should count on her earning, at least, even if they say a little bit more than the part-time, about how much would you guess?
So it's she's been doing it actually for a short period and already got her first placement. So that was unexpected. So we're thinking somewhere first year in the 20 to 40 range.
Great. Perfect. And how much do you earn, Bill?
So last year, my income was around 320. That will be pretty consistent. It's a little bit of an increase over the past three or so years as I've moved up a few levels. But I project this year probably in the 330 to 340 range.
Great. Congratulations. That's a good chunk of moolah. Do you have a retirement plan that you use through work?
I do. My company is very good with their 401k. I have matched out the last few years, and I plan to do so and then increase my contributions at age 50. So I max out, they match 50% up to the first 6% and then do an additional core match based on company performance.
Oh, I love that.
I looked at the last 3 years on that, and it's pretty much been a dollar for dollar match is how it's equaled out.
God, how much money's in the account right now?
So currently about $930,000. I have an existing, I roll over into an IRA account from a former employer that has about $77,000. And then years ago, my wife owned her own fitness business. And so we started a SEP at that time, which we haven't contributed to, but that balance is around $35,000.
That's great. Okay. Now, how are we paying for the freshman in college?
So we contribute pretty heavily to her 529. And she also was fortunate to earn a very nice merit-based scholarship at a private university. So we have her 529 we've started pulling from, and we are in really good shape to get her through her 4 years. And then after that is up to her.
And after that, I thought you were going to say, and after that, the other two, they're on their own. What about the other two?
So the other two, we've been ramping up a little bit. I'll have two in college for two of the years. So I have two additional 529s. The older child currently has a balance of 30,000. And the younger son has about 26,000. Last year, we contributed 10 grand to our daughters with plans of doing that for the next 3 or 4 years to get her back on track.
Okay. I mean, you mean get you back on track.
Yeah,
she's been on her track the whole time,
yeah,
mister.
Fair enough.
Okay. Any other assets? You've got the retirement accounts. You just detailed the 529 plans. Any non-retirement accounts?
So we have a small brokerage account that has about 15,000 in it today. Part of my compensation is restricted shares, which mature. I get about 20 to 30,000 a year in stock. And then that matures 25% a year. And then I also participate in employee stock purchase at a 15% discount. And I put about 4% of my pay in that. And that money is adding up. I've only been doing that recently into this brokerage account.
Okay. But 15 grand right now is the balance, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. How about the house? What do you got?
So we own our home. Current value in today's market is about 700,000. Our balance on that currently is about 360,000. We recently refinanced a year and a half ago. So we have a 2.875 rate for 30 years.
So yep. You're not moving. How's your cash flow? I mean, when you look at all this stuff together.
You know, cash flow has been good. Last year, we really concentrated on kind of paying off some debt. We had a HELOC. We did some necessary home repairs. And so that we were able to pay off. We have a zero balance with a $60,000 credit limit. We put off some miscellaneous stuff, the Peloton purchase, right, where we did the 0%. We finally just paid that off, and some cell phones. And really just kind of got out of debt and used some of our cash flow that last year to kind of to get to neutral. We do have two car payments that total about $600 each, both with about 3% interest rate. But that's our only debt, no credit card debt.
How about like plain old money in the bank?
You know, I feel like I'm a little light with our emergency fund. Shame on me. I've actually, you know, kind of always thought of our HELOC as kind of the backup to the backup.
Well, it is, but, you know, it's not ideal, but yes, it could be. You're right.
So we have about $20,000 in cash today. That is, roughly 3 months of living expenses for us.
And you've been at this company for a while. You've got a good, secure job right now.
I do. Yeah. So this year is my 20th year.
Wow.
I've been very fortunate and, you know, I don't plan on going anywhere and it's pretty stable. And if they ever did decide to get rid of me, I have a generous 1 year compensation package that I would be guaranteed. So
great. Fantastic. Okay. This is all good news. This is great. Do you guys have some life insurance?
We do. I carry about $1.6 million on myself. And then last year, we got another $500,000 policy on my wife.
How about your estate docs? All done?
All done. I actually had taken care of that a few years ago. So we're good there. I actually recently helped my mom, since my dad passed away, get her estate and plans taken care of. Just wanted her to have the same comfort.
That's good. Very smart. So what's your, I mean, you want to know whether you're on the right track. It seems to me you're absolutely on the right track. You sound like you guys are putting a lot of money away. So maybe the cash flow, you know, that paid down the debt, you could maybe direct that to beef up your emergency fund a bit, just a little bit, not crazy. And you're going to be beefing up your 529 accounts for the two younger ones. So that's good. I mean, look, I'm not the hugest fan in the employee stock purchase plans. You're only putting 4% in. That's fine. I wouldn't do much more than that. I really wouldn't, because we'd love to see you guys kind of continue to put money away, especially as your wife starts making money. And I would certainly use that SEP IRA again for her if you don't need this cash flow from her LLC, from her new recruiting business, right? In your current 401k, I presume that's pre-tax, right?
It is. We also have a Roth 401k option. That's kind of a question. Is that worth looking at this point? Or should I continue with?
I think it could be, except, I mean, look, it kind of depends what happens with your wife, because if she starts making a lot of money and all of a sudden you're no longer in the 24% tax bracket, you're in the 32, it's a little less compelling to me. Mark's going to say something different, I'm sure, but that's just me. The current 401k, where is that held? What firm is that?
So it's with Fidelity.
So the old retirement account is—
Oh,
I'm
sorry. I apologize. No, that is actually with Morgan Stanley. So we have an advisor there. I pay a 1% advisory fee.
So wait. The current 401k or the rollover?
The rollover and the 529s are with Morgan Stanley.
Why?
This is actually a financial advisor I've had for about 20 years, childhood friend.
Why do you need an advisor for the 529 plans?
Well, at the time, just didn't know. We rolled over the IRA account. We actually do have a mutual fund, which I mentioned, which we contribute $100 a month to, and that has got a $45,000 balance. And then the goal was to form a relationship. One, because my parents never had one, so I felt like I needed to get some guidance because I really had no baseline knowledge. And so they just have been held there. They're actually a Virginia state plan, so we get the tax deduction on the state side.
But I understand that this person puts you in the Virginia plan and then charges you a fee on top of that?
Not for the 529s, apologize. That is more on our IRA as well as our mutual fund.
All right. Well, whatever. If you like this person, I'm not going to tell you to get out.
So question is, if I have some extra cash flow, and you had mentioned my wife's employment, but run the numbers for this year after, you know, getting my emergency fund up to 6 months and you know, throwing a lump into my daughter's catch up 529. If we're going to have some extra cash flow, one of the buckets I feel like I'm light on is maybe contributing to a brokerage account and maybe some index funds.
Yep. That's what I would do.
Is that something that I could do myself? Or
totally.
What I need to do?
Okay. No, you totally can do it yourself. So, I mean, you have your 401k currently is at Fidelity. You can open up a plain old brokerage account there. Where's the restricted shares that you have?
Yeah, they're in the Fidelity account in a brokerage today. So I have one already.
Perfect. Open. So then all you need to do is add a couple of index funds to the mix and start going and use your cash flow that way. I would rather you do that even than doing the Roth 401k. Mark, I presume Mark is going to say like, no, do the Roth, but I'd like you to beef up your non-retirement assets, especially because you've got, you know, three kids, life happens, things are going on, and maybe, you know, things will change, and maybe you won't have that same cash flow. We don't know kind of where your sixth grader and eighth grader end up college-wise, and you may want access to some money, but I would really love you to put a bunch more money into those 529 plans. Again, presuming that you are doing that straight up your, without paying a fee on that. And then, yeah, I would add to the brokerage account and you build that up. And I mean, are you the kind of folks who are looking at sort of a general, like we're going to retire when, you know, in our 60s, that kind of thing? Or is there some other idea here?
You know, we're kind of busybodies. I think I will continue to run some type of side hustle or small business even after retirement. I actually work on bicycles and sell them on the side for cash. So
really,
that kind of started during the pandemic with my son. So I think something like that in retirement, probably at 65. You know, another question I have is if we're looking at future inheritance, a substantial amount, how that could change things.
How substantial?
Really two ways. So, my wife is fortunate with her two siblings to be, the trustees of their uncle's, estate, currently 87. We think there's probably somewhere between $3 and $5 million in, assets.
That would you just caught my attention there, mister.
So I'm trying to like think about this and like plan for like, hey, when that happens potentially in 10 years, like how does that change things for us? A lot of those dollars today are in brokerage accounts. So that we always saw as like, hey, that would help that bucket for us when that time came. So, you know, that's kind of what we're thinking. We'd like to not draw from my retirement until age 72 and maybe work till 65 and pull from some funds in the 72.
You know what, though? Like, we have a lot of time before we get to that decision making. I feel like as much as I like to know that there is money coming in, you're not planning on it, but it is there, right? So it's not like, oh, I'm putting everything else on hold waiting for my relative to die. That's not where we are. However, I do think it's smart to consider the fact that I would feel very strongly in this case then that you will have many, many, many options to consider in the next 10 years, which we will consider when that money hits. But for today, I still kind of like our game plan as we've laid out. I really do. And, you know, it probably means that, you know, there's a part of me that now is thinking, Mark, are you thinking now Roth because of that piece of information?
Well, I was thinking Roth beforehand because I was just doing the math based on his current contribution level. I mean, if he keeps that up for the next 14 years until he's 60, and I'm not even factoring in the catch up when he hits 50, but if he keeps that contribution and the company keeps matching him dollar for dollar, that 401k is going to be over $3 million pre-tax. That's serious RMD.
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to change my mind here, Bill, and tell you Mark's convincing us that we're going to have to do this. You're going to have to suck it up. Your tax bill is going to go up a little bit, not a lot of bit, but a little bit. And given that you have all this money coming in, there'll be plenty of cash flow later. I think you guys are in really amazing shape. I really do. So I would not get myself too crazy about anything. I think you're in really like, this is a good story that you're telling us. So you're on the right track. For someone who says, you know, it's funny. He comes on, Mark, he says, I don't know anything. No one taught me anything. You guys are kicking ass. You're doing great. You're doing great. And you've got all the, you know, to me, the things that we're laying out here as ideas, those are things that are like a little like a small edit. Like, you know, when someone gives you like an edit and says like, oh, just, you know, put that comma in here and there's a semicolon instead of a comma over there. That's what we're doing for you. You really are in good shape. So congratulations. Go forth and multiply your non-retirement assets and get excited about your Roth. You are now going to be paying more taxes today, but reducing it in the future, which is fabulous. Really is.
One last question for you guys. And both two of my children, the bike repair and my oldest daughter have businesses, LLCs, and they have kind of broken even over the last few years, at least my older daughter, but we're in a position to bring in some income this year. Would you recommend for the soon to be 19-year-old to start contributing to a Roth contribution of up to $6,000 now for her?
It's such a hard question. Yes, I'm supposed to say yes. Okay. But I mean, come on, really? Like, maybe just do like a brokerage account, because don't you think that person, don't you think if you think back to your 19-year-old self or even your 14-year-old self, don't you think back and be like, you want to learn something, maybe you can learn something without having to delay your gratification by that long. I don't know. Mark, do you think that I'm being too lenient on this one?
Maybe put some into Roth, and if you're feeling up to it, maybe you can match her.
Oh, I love that. I like the matching contribution from the parental match. It's good. Well, it's
we've done that
good.
Since they were kids. Everything they put in savings, we matched dollar for dollar, and they were able to pay for half, at least one of their first cars. So that's the plan.
Good. This is great. I like this. All right. I'm all in. Bill from Virginia, on your way. And thank you so much for contacting us. And keep listening to the back catalog. Who knows what you'll find back there, right? Keep going.
Great.
Keep going.
Thanks.
Keep going.
Thanks for what you guys do. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. If you would like to join us on the air, it's very easy. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air, or just ask your question and we'll come on and read emails every so often. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Mark does such a fine job with that every single Friday. And you can also subscribe to our sister broadcast, which is called Eye on Money. Ah, very good. It's a Thursday. Get ready. It is the summer. It's really coming right now. We're coming into it. I never think June is the summer. It has to be July that makes summertime for me. Do me a favor. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.